Amen. Are you glad to be here? Is God good to you? I want to say thank you for being here as well. Praise the Lord. Got a new helper in the sound bridge. Brother Cook is with us tonight. And da-da-da-da-da. And so we appreciate his help. And we're glad they're with us part of and being a part of Landmark. Praise God. Now, I've got some stuff here, and it's all over the place, but hopefully it'll all come together for this evening's Bible study. So what we're going to do right now is focus on Psalms 46 and verse number 1. If you'd look with me at Psalms 46, verse number 1, where the Word of God says, God is our refuge and strength, very present help in trouble. Amen. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. And then Psalms 119, verse 11. Psalms 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. Why? That I might not sin against thee. Amen. David knew what he was saying when he wrote that. Kind of like Paul. Paul needed the word desperately because Paul was sinning against God when he was having Christians crucified, when he was having them locked up, when he was surrendering them to prisons and things of that nature. But the word came along and Paul got a revelation. And that's what the word does. Not long ago, we shared with you, I think it was a message entitled Bible Revival. And tonight, what I want to do is give you a refreshing my Bible revival. How many of you love the Word of God? I know you do. I know you do. I just want the devil to see your hand go up because you wouldn't be here on Tuesday night Bible study if you didn't. And so I'm not here to condemn you about not loving the Word of God. I'm here to say thank you for loving the Word of God. And thank you again for being here for the Word of God. Let's look to the Lord and ask God's favor on this Bible study tonight. Jesus, we do thank you for the chance and we do praise you for the privilege. And we ask you, Lord, to bless each and every individual that's in this house tonight by the Word of God. In the name of the Lord, we pray it in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. God bless you. You're seated just now. Praise God. Again, we never, ever set out during the day. We never do start our week with the desire not to share the Word of God with somebody and not to help somebody with the Word of God or to teach the Word of the Lord to the lost. But there are reasons sometimes that we ultimately just don't go. Now, that is a very small word, the word go, but it is a commission, and we don't have it written down, but in Matthew 28, 19, the Word of God says, go. And that's what we're supposed to do, and that's what we should do. Amen. We do know that fear will keep us back, and we do know that fear will hold us down. Amen. But I want to share something with you tonight that is very, very positive, very powerful, very pertinent. Amen. As we know, Brother Ron Harris is our director for the Landmark Jail and Prison Bible Study Ministry. And he gives me a report each quarter. And I want to share some of the fourth quarter 2017 report with you. And I want you to celebrate with me tonight because it certainly coincides with what we want to discuss here this evening. Amen. From the start of the ministry, November 2011, the total for requests sent out, including lesson one with the plan of salvation, fully expounded upon, we have received 12,829. Amen. And so we're excited to say completed Bible studies from start of this ministry, 1,581. Praise God. And so we have many current active Bible studies going, and we're excited for the report. I wish we had time for all of it, because it's very exciting about what God is doing and what God is up to. But I do want to share the second phase of what he sent me, and I want to take my time in honor of this outreach. Praise God. Clifford Strickland wrote this to Brother Harris. Amen. I was successfully baptized in Jesus' name. I want to refresh your Bible revival here. Hallelujah. Amen. Pamela Humphrey, she said, it often amazes me how God's hand is working in my life at this stage of my walk with Christ and some circumstances that I am experiencing. The word you sent me was exactly what I needed. Deborah Rhodes said, I'm writing you back to inform you that your Bible study was right on time with what I'm going through, especially concerning my spiritual life and where I am in my walk with Christ. Your Bible study helped me overcome some events that has happened since your letter. Christopher Cushman said, I've been doing things my way for a very long time, and it's always gotten me locked up or hurt people around me as well as myself. I want to try things different. I want the life, the happiness that so many Christians feel. Landmark gave them that. Kenneth Osborne said, just wanted to share my thanks for enlarging my knowledge of God and his word through the Bible studies over the past weeks. They have been true blessings to me. I never expected an acknowledgement of my studies, and certainly did not expect a certificate or any kind of prize, only for the will of God to be done in my life through Christ. The recognition in the form of a certificate brought tears of joy to my eyes. Curtis Keats said, where have the 7 weeks gone? It feels like yesterday when I received your first Bible study. This has been the most positive and peaceful thing that happened to me. I'm truly thankful for it. The first time in my life, I feel like I've accomplished something positive by doing the 7-week Bible study. I felt like I was forgotten about. Jesus showed me I wasn't forgotten. Just through your Bible study, I am forever thankful. God bless. Amen. And I'm just going to say, if you'd like to be a part of this ministry, then please see Brother and Sister Harris immediately following the service. It is so easy to be a part of prison and jail ministry. It is so easy. And the response that we get and the positive, you will never know what God is up to through being a part of something like this. It is just absolutely awesome what God is doing through the Word of God. Are we doing okay? Great. Praise God. And so we don't ever set out not to share the Word of God. We just sometimes don't make it our purpose. We let it kind of happen sometimes by accident. We brush in and bump in. Maybe somebody's got a question or something every now and then. Amen. But sometimes we've just got to make it happen. Sometimes we've got to purposely pursue the will of God. And I know that it is the will of God for us to go into all the world and teach the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so don't let fear stop you. Now, a few months ago, I shared with you and Sister Betsy Smith and Alex is very sick tonight and can't be in the house of God. So that gives me all the privilege and permission to pick on them all I want to. And I did that several months ago. I kind of messed with her, and I talked about how And she's getting ready to teach this Bible study, and how that she's fearful, and she's been in church probably more half her life or more, and Sister Linda was going to receive a Bible study from her. And to encourage Betsy went to Sister Linda. She said, "I am so scared, but we're going to do this, but I am so scared." And Sister Linda said, "Oh, you're going to do great." One's never taught it, and one has never had it taught to them. And the one that's having it taught, getting ready to have it taught to them, encouraged the teacher. That's what God does. That's how He makes it happen. When we commit ourselves, it just all comes together. And I'm not going to go into the whole spiel about the conscience thing, because you already know. But we've got to understand, we don't have to be perfect to accomplish anything for God. We just have to be willing. And so, here we are tonight. Sister Betsy committed herself, and Sister Linda's sitting right there. Look at that little apostolic lady. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. Ready to go in the rapture when Jesus comes. How many of you would like to have that testimony? "I've never done this before, but I'm going to do it. I've never pursued this before, but I'm going to pursue it. And it's going to happen for me this year." Amen. We're not after particular people. We are after everybody. Amen. And so it's exciting to see what God is doing. Amen. First time Bible studies. And we started Bible study with Brother Devin and his wonderful wife over there. And I reaped the benefits. I came in one night and they replaced my flimsy, I had this tripod, what you call it, that holds the Bible study. The three-legged thing that unfolds and all of that. And I've used it so long that if you bump it, it would just collapse. It didn't have that. And they ordered me one, bought me one, and then brought it to me. And incidentally, he's been laid off of his job. Nothing to him, but because of their situation with NASCAR and all that jazz, he got laid off. He may get his job back, may not, but he's not worried about that. We've been going through the Word of God and building up faith, and God's blessed. We finished Bible study Saturday afternoon before prayer started. And when they walked out of the office, they were packing their own search for truth chart, getting ready to teach the Word of God to somebody else. Hey, I want this thing to get contagious. Everything else out there is addictive. Everything else out there is contagious. There's more sickness this year than there's ever been before in this area. Doctors don't know what to do. Nurses don't know what to do. Hospitals are full and jammed with brand new diseases and junk. Hey, why can't Bible studies get contagious? Why can't the Word of God get contagious? Why can't worship get contagious? Why can't praise get contagious? Why can't we get a hunger for the Word of God and take the Word? Let's refresh our Bible revival. Amen. Praise God. And take it to them. Hallelujah. Share it with them. It's the best thing that we can do. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, Paul, I know we're afraid of failure. And I've shared this with you before. But Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel. And apparently, because it's in the Word of God, that had to be a big deal. Amen. So that had to be a big deal. Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel. I don't even know who Gamaliel was, but that had to be a big deal because they talked about it. And then here Paul is teaching the Word of God to a king. And then the king, after the Bible study, says, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." That particular Bible study failed. It didn't work. I'm not saying the Bible study doesn't work, and I'm not saying the Word of God doesn't work. But if you don't work the Word of God in your life, it's not going to work. And that was his decision. Amen. We are not here to save anybody because we can't. But we're here to teach the Word of God to everybody because we can. Now, I thought that was pretty good. You may be seated. Amen. I know it's Bible study night, and so we're relaxed. But I just want to tell you, these are things that are commissioned by God. These are things that the Bible said that you'd be saved by childbearing. Amen. That's how, okay, I got my response. There it is. Hallelujah. She said, I love, hey, Missy, that's my sister. She's watching us tonight. She said, I love Bible study. She said, I've watched three and I learned something every time. You've been sneaking up on us, girl. God bless you. Thank you for watching tonight. Amen. I'll bill you later. You think I'm a comedian. You need to be around that child for a little while and you'll be laying on the floor laughing. She is funny. But here she is. She's with us tonight. Praise God. Along with probably hundreds of others in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. So we've got to get the Word of God out. And we've got to share the Scripture with not only just one another. Listen. We're not here to speak in tongues to one another. Ooh, you hear me speak in tongues? I got the fire. Don't you wish you had my fire? Yeah. Sometimes I do, praise God. But that's not what we're here for. Amen. We're here to take that fire outside and let it start a fire somewhere else. Amen. I guarantee you that God will protect us in greater ways than we've ever been protected, bless us in greater ways than we have ever been blessed, if we will take His Word and share it with the world. Because He will protect His investments. And if it's an investment and not a dead end, if He's not just putting it in and then it doesn't find another way out, if it's an investment goes in and goes out. And if it does that, then the blessings, the anointing, the Spirit, the power, and all of the presence of God goes with that and comes with that. Amen. We can't save. Listen, we were not commanded to be soul winners. We are under command to be witnesses. We are commanded to witness. And so, that's enough. She's messing with me now. We can't say, we just go. Two things to do. Number one, you got to renew your faith. Amen. In the United Pentecostal Church, you ready for some of this? Since 1995, we've seen 145,000 people attend Holy Ghost crusades all over America, and over 9,000 of them have received the Holy Ghost. That's America. That's only America. Amen. We know that in crusades in foreign countries that we've had 9,000 receive the Holy Ghost in one night, in one evening, in just one crusade. And so faith is proven to us and experience has convinced us that God can do anything He promises. Am I right? Amen. The last time we spoke to you about Bible revival, we talked about how that God touched Brother Johnny Garrison and put him in remission. After that, it came back. But here we are talking about refreshing Bible revival, and I was able to tell you that it's in remission again. This thing is a cycle, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got to keep it flowing, and we've got to keep it moving. If you've taught one, you can teach another one. If you've never taught one, you can teach that first one. If you've not shared, if you've not declared, if you've not made it a purpose to give the Word of God to somebody, then it is high time that we do this in Jesus' name. Right? Amen. So, can you and will you believe with me that we are on the verge of the biggest move of God that we have ever experienced in the history of mankind? Amen. I dare you to believe that with me. Because if you do, something is going to wash over you tonight in this Bible study for you. This one's for you. Amen. God has always put you first. But when he puts you first, someone needs it next. Why would he give it to me first? Because I believe he's got a confidence in me that sometimes I don't even have in myself. A trust in me that sometimes I don't even acknowledge for myself. Amen. Praise God. And so here we are. We're looking and we're seeing something washing over us like a newfound strength and an endurance for the task ahead. Praise God. From the home missionary to the largest church, it's our day, and we've got to dare believe it. Number two, we've got to renew our vision. What is our vision anyway? What is our vision? Praise God. You know that I want a church of 1,000 on this hill so that we can go out and begin to do missionary work both at home and abroad, and that we can accomplish great things. Because when you have 1,000 people coming to church, you have that base, not just financial base, but you've also got a people base so that you can send out groups and people and members, and you can obtain help. And while they're gone, you've got plenty of help right here at home to continue and maintain revival right here. You know what my vision is. You know what my dream is. Amen. Hallelujah. But what is your vision? What is your dream? What is your purpose? Hallelujah. I hope it is to see somebody that you have never seen before in the house of God, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Because if that is your vision, you are in perfect alignment with the Word of God in your life. Amen. Amen. So renew your vision. This will make your plan work. And then it'll make you work your plan. Failure to plan is a plan for failure. Praise God. Amen. So follow God's lead. He will call you. The Word of God has already called you. Amen. And fellowship with the lost. I'm not saying that you have to live at their home or they have to live at your home or anything of that nature. But I am saying that there are times that we can come together in fellowship. Praise God. Amen. No one should ever leave this house without fellowship. Praise God. We've got it set up in the foyer to where everybody can meet somebody. Amen. Guests, visitors, people that have never been here or people that haven't been here in a long time should never be able to make it from the front door to those doors into the sanctuary without somebody shaking their hand and telling them, I'm glad to have you. We've got a whole sign out there on the wall just for that purpose. Amen. Not to remind them that it's our welcome center, but to remind us that it's our welcome center. And we want to welcome everybody that comes into the house of God. Now, I've been places where it's all orchestrated and organized, and I'm uncomfortable. And I step in there, and they've got 8 people standing in front of each other, and you've got about an 8-inch space you got to get through, and their hands are out to shake your hand. That's awesome, and if that works for them, that's great. But I don't want people to feel like they're getting initiated to come into Landmark. But I want about 5, 6, or 8 people to be able to walk up with a warm welcome and say, hello there, my name is so-and-so, and we are so glad to have you at Landmark. Make yourself welcome, because this is a place that's developed for you. Praise God. And so that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what this church is. This is not a social order. This is not a club. It's certainly not in a Moose Lodge. And it's not anything to where we come and just click together and do our own thing. Amen. This is not our own. This is God's thing. And we need to be a part of that. We know what the will of God is. We've just got to have a will for the will of God. Amen. And so we need a refresher. We need a refreshing sometimes in all of that. Praise God. Amen. So, you know, even if we've been in ministry or do what we've done for a number of years, we need to stop and take the time to refocus. This falls in the category of vision as well. Amen. And so we want to fast. We want to pray. We want to weep. We're starting the new year. Start it right. Give God a day of fasting at least once a week. Amen. Give God prayer every day. Every day give God prayer. Amen. And weep. Whatever you do, weep for the lost. Call their name before God and weep, ladies and gentlemen, for the lost. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you this. When Jesus wept, somebody came back alive. I've got a feeling my tears could have the same effect with him, through him, on them as well. Amen? Praise God. We've got to get out of this mentality. And again, I'm a North Carolinian, so I can say this. Amen. So many people in North Carolina grow up such victims. Oh, my family life. Oh, the way I've been treated. Nobody cares. Nobody. Hey, let me just tell you this. I know what family life can be. And I know, as well as most everybody here tonight, how it is for people not to care. Amen. And people not to understand, comprehend, and for love to be cut off and hate to be turned on just like a light switch. Amen. We all know what that is, but that hasn't stopped a whole bunch of us. Amen. They're still singing. They're still dancing in the Holy Ghost. They're still worshiping. They're still preaching. They're still reaching. They're still teaching. They're still going. They're still doing. If all of us could catch on to that vision and that purpose and understand, it ain't all about me. You will not have friends because you want people to feel sorry for you. People will run from you. If all you've got is gloom and doom, you will sit by yourself, stand by yourself, and have conversation by yourself. But even the Word of God teaches us if you want friends, you've got to be friendly. Amen. And so it is. They are out there, and they're looking for a friend. We don't have to bend to be a friend. Amen. But they will bend to make you their friend. They will become apostolic. They will be baptized in Jesus' name. They will receive the Holy Ghost. And they will be fired up. They will be positive. They will be powerful. And they will be great for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to fast, we're going to pray, and we're going to weep for them. Hallelujah. Because Jesus wept. Amen. This is not something that you try. This is something that you've got to live. This is something you've got to be involved in. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't be afraid of what our finances, family, and all of that, wars and floods and deaths and all of that. Praise God. Amen. Fear this. Fear someone that can create a man. Fear someone that can part a Red Sea, open the earth and engulf thousands of people that are rebellious against him. Amen. Fear somebody that can raise the dead and then raise himself from the dead. That's the one I want to fear, because that one said, go. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. He is peace. Did I put Romans 8:28 down, Brother Tyre? All right. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Your whole lifetime, the way you lived, the way you were raised, what God forgave you of, how God delivered you, what He set you free from, all of that has culminated for the good to them who are the called according to His purpose. And if there is anybody that is called to His purpose, it is every lady, every gentleman, and every young person in this building tonight. You are called to His purpose. Praise God. People are going to want what you have, because it is the will of God for them to have what you have. Praise God. I want you and I to live where the songwriter said, or live up to what he said, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. not the same, but sweeter. And the only way it's going to get sweeter is for you to have more experiences and for you to have greater growth. And that greater growth is not going to come by constantly in reach. That's got to take place. We understand that. But that greater growth is going to take place through outreach. Praise God. So let us go to the house of the Lord. That's where He breaks the enemy down, and that's where He builds the church up. And that's where He is the way maker. Power, faith, glory, freedom. And most importantly, that's where His presence is. The Lord loves for people to step into the sanctuary with empty cups, because He remembers filling that cup up on Sunday. And now it's empty on Tuesday. And that means somebody, you've been sharing that with somebody. And that makes Him so willing and able to fill it back up on Tuesday night. Amen. So, to me, Landmark is a habit. I have to have it. And I want it to become habit-forming to everybody in Davidson County. I want it to be presented to them in such a way that they have to have it. Because what we have, the world has to have to be delivered and set free and liberated. Amen. Praise God. He's very present. He's very present here tonight. Amen. I'm not going to ask you to sign a form like we do the prayer chart. Incidentally, that's sitting on the Welcome Center desk. However, I am asking you to sign a form that's in your heart. That somewhere, somehow, this year, I will connect and I will see someone at Landmark because of my witness. If others can do it that have never done it, I can do it. Let's look to the Lord and ask God for that favor tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I'm praying and believing. I'm trusting You, Lord, to move in this way. I'm believing You, God, to do this thing, this wonderful thing, this mighty thing, this powerful thing, that someone, Lord, by the end of this year is standing here as an apostolic, worshiping You and praising You in spirit and in truth as a direct result of my witness and my care for them and my burden for them and my passion and my actually waking up in the morning and me putting it on my mind and me putting it in my heart and me pursuing it, Lord, and not by accident and accidentally bumping into somebody somewhere, but on purpose, me reaching, teaching, believing, trusting, obeying the Word, and making it happen for the glory of God. Somebody shout yes. Everybody shout yes. If that's the case, then our attendance will be doubled this year. Yet another miracle that God can perform. God bless you as you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for being in the house of God tonight.